This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Lots of things to get to, lots of news. Never get to it all because my stack is, as usual, about 6 feet deep, and I can only get to a few of them. But I think the biggest news story in America would be Trump and Fauci. And right up there with that is the Trump derangement syndrome going around this country, because you and I both know, everyone listening to this show knows how I feel about this anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine. It's the only answer for this. I mean, well, I shouldn't even say that, because you know I think that health and nutrition is the real answer to this, but I'm not going to get into that on the radio, because the minute you bring that up, the weight of the world comes down upon you, because, of course, Big Pharma and the powers that be and the doctors and the AMA, they don't want you to ever discuss nutrition and building immunity. They don't want to discuss things like that. Why, I haven't had the flu in 20 years, I haven't had a common cold in 10 years, or more. And when I did finally get a cold, it was like for 5 minutes. It's because I pop my vitamins, and I work out every day, and I eat healthy, and I do yoga, and I meditate, and I pray. And when you're healthy, I don't drink, and I don't smoke, and I don't do drugs. And when you're healthy, it builds immunity. And when you build your immune system, you build immunity, you don't get sick. Very rarely. But separate from that, if I ever got coronavirus, I'd want intravenous vitamin C. I've seen all the studies on intravenous vitamin C and cancer and intravenous vitamin C and many other ailments. And in China, they did studies on intravenous C and coronavirus. And now they're giving it to patients in New York City hospitals. I would have intravenous vitamin C, and I would have that protocol of hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak and zinc sulfate. All of that in one, and I think, you'd be in pretty good shape. I hope so. So Las Vegas Hospital, called UMC, University Medical Center, we have a hospital that is the number one trauma center in the United States, west of the Mississippi. If you get in a car accident, if you need emergency surgery, this is the hospital west of the Mississippi. UMC, University Medical Center. And there was a big story in the Vegas paper on Sunday, and I think everyone needs to hear this, that they began prescribing hydroxychloroquine to high-risk emergency room patients who test positive for coronavirus COVID-19, but do not require immediate hospitalization. This is the biggest breakthrough in the United States of America that nobody in the news is talking about. When you talk about reopening the economy, and I say the number one story in the world, the number one need in the world is to reopen the American economy. Well, it becomes difficult to reopen the American economy if everyone's sick and dying of coronavirus. But if there is an answer, if there is a treatment, and a treatment recommended by President Trump, of all people, not a doctor, a politician, who first brought attention to the country of this drug, hydroxychloroquine, that seems to be a miracle anti-malaria drug that works on coronavirus. But if Trump was the first to bring it up, I was the second to talk about it day and night on radio and TV, but in particular national radio, hydroxychloroquine. And now in Vegas, they're proving it works. Not when you're at death's door, but when you're at the emergency room and they don't want you to check into the hospital and you don't require immediate hospitalization or immediate ventilator or ICU. They became the first Vegas area hospital to dispense it on an outpatient basis, taking a cutting-edge position nationally in the use of the controversial experimental drug. That's how they put it in the newspaper. I don't think it's controversial. I think you could argue it's experimental, but it's been experimental and it's been working. The French study says it works. And there was another study that said it works, I believe, out of Italy, I believe. And then there was, out of China. French study, Chinese study. And then there was the American study, the American doctor that I had on this show, what, 3-4 weeks ago? Vladimir Zelenko? I think he wants to pronounce Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko. A Jewish doctor, Orthodox Jewish in an Orthodox Jewish community in Rockland County, New York, who treated at that time over 700 patients and only one had to go to a hospital and no one died when he treated them with hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Thomas Zinowitz, an emergency medicine physician at UMC, University Medical Center in Las Vegas, said the drug, which is used to treat malaria and autoimmune diseases like lupus, has shown promising results in thwarting the progression of COVID-19, otherwise known as coronavirus. Two studies out of China and France, as well as preliminary case studies across the USA, are showing some benefit, he said. Our outcomes in our ICU patients to date are better than the outcomes we're seeing from Italy, China, France, and other countries, he noted. Is it a result of the medication and other antivirals we're putting them on? Probably. So that's great news. The world needs to know this. The debate has been set aside for now, it says, in UMC's emergency department, where doctors are able to test patients with fever, cough, and shortness of breath for COVID-19 and get results back within hours and sometimes in a single hour. Patients who test positive or have an abnormal chest x-ray and are at higher risk because of age and underlying medical conditions are candidates to receive the drug and be sent home. This is the big news. And be sent home as long as they're capable of walking, talking, and eating. As of Thursday, they used the protocol with a dozen outpatients across the country. Said high-risk patients have been leaving emergency rooms and then returning 4 or 5 days later, only to require hospitalization and use of a ventilator to help them breathe. And this guy Zinowitz says, we were working day and night to determine if there was any therapy we could try, and this was our best resource at that time. He said, and this guy Zinowitz is a vice president with the U.S. Acute Care Solutions, a physicians group that serves more than 200 hospitals and facilities across the country. He says, the patients we're looking at first and foremost have diabetes, which is a disease that's been associated with a much worse outcome with COVID-19, and now we feel very good we're giving them a fighting chance to not be on a ventilator. And then they mentioned other Vegas hospitals are currently using the drug only for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. And by the way, one of the reasons for that is because our brilliant Democrat governor, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, obviously, put out some sort of an executive order that says you can't get a prescription. You cannot, no doctor can give a prescription to you or me until we're in an emergency room, until you're hospitalized. You can't get a prescription for this incredible miracle drug, which Dr. Zelensky on my show a month ago said must be given to people the first moment they get sick, not once they're in an ER or in a ICU. Can you imagine our brilliant governor, who is not a doctor and who had a doctor advising him, who isn't a doctor either in the state of Nevada, has no license? They decided that they would sign an emergency order limiting the use of hydroxychloroquine in treating patients only to those who are hospitalized. And then about a week ago, the state issued a waiver allowing hospitals to provide the drug to patients well enough to be sent home rather than admitted. And so at UMC, we became the first hospital in the nation that anyone knows of who is using this stuff and sending you home. Really exciting, cutting-edge news. Very, very important cutting-edge news. So there it is. Most people in the country don't know about this. If you don't listen to the Wayne Allyn Show, which happens to be based in Vegas, I happen to see the story, you would not know about it. Big news. The other big news story, I think, is the WHO. The WHO lied and created a global panic, and that caused us to destroy our entire economy. And a second extensive study finds coronavirus mortality rate is not 3.4%, it's 0.4%, 0.4%. Now, I was debating with one of my buddies, whose name is Wayne, too. That's all I'll say. He's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy with a healthcare background. His name is Wayne. And he's made tremendous money in the healthcare world. And he didn't even know about this. He said to me, Wayne, the death rate is 3.4%, which is like 10 times higher than the flu. And I said, no, it's not. And I sent him this article. And he said, what? I never saw this before. Why is the mainstream media unwilling to share new information? The 3.4% death rate is what the World Health Organization put out like 3 months ago, and they based it on China where they were getting bad information. There is no 3.4% mortality rate. This is the second study that shows the rate is about 0.4, which is similar to the seasonal flu. Now, first of all, before someone gets on my case, it's much more contagious than the regular flu. And I get that. That's why being in large groups, football stadiums, basketball arenas, hockey arenas, baseball stadiums, conventions, still very scary, very sketchy. I want to reopen the economy tomorrow. I hope President Trump announces tomorrow he's reopening it as soon as possible, maybe a rolling open, maybe even sooner than May 1st, but certainly May 1st at the latest. But even I don't think you should reopen major events where, you know, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 50,000 people are in one place. You can't do it. Very contagious. I get it. But the death rate is not this world record death rate that's going to kill us all. A study released this week in Germany found the mortality rate, after you factor in asymptomatic cases, is much lower than being reported. The German study found 15% of the population has the coronavirus antibodies and were infected at some point without knowing it, and that lowers the coronavirus mortality rate to 0.37%. And a study in Iceland found half of those tested had the coronavirus, and only 7 out of 1,600 cases ended in death. Great news, and it's only slightly more deadly than seasonal flu. And that means the experts at the WHO were off by a factor of 10. 10! And that means all the people that have given you all these statistics about how horrible it is, why we have to close the economy, are dead wrong. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, you know, one of the things that really bothers me is that you've got all these liberals trying to blame Trump now. When did Trump know about this? Let's have congressional hearings. We've got to destroy Trump. When did he know about it? When did he act on it? Now, first of all, I've always hated backseat drivers my entire life. Always hated backseat drivers. Shut the frick up. Shut up. Put tape over your mouth. Put handcuffs on. And shut up if you're going to sit in my backseat. Don't tell me how to drive in my backseat. It's always easy after the fact to sit in the backseat and tell someone, you should have turned right over there. But you weren't driving and you didn't tell me to turn right. So that's number one. But number two, would you blame Andrew Cuomo that so many people have died in New York? Because I've never blamed him once on this show. I dare anyone to go back and listen to radio or any of my TV shows in the last 3 months and find one instance where I blamed Andrew Cuomo for the fact that he's governor presiding over the state where everybody's dying. Practically everyone in the whole country that's sick or dying is in his state. Why is that? Has he done something wrong? Is he an idiot? Was he unprepared? No, actually, the media loves him and makes him out to be a god and says he should be the presidential candidate, or at the very least, he's either going to replace Biden, or at the very least, he'll be Biden's VP, even though Biden promised to name a woman. They're all saying he's got to be the VP. They love Cuomo. Oh, my God, they're swooning over him. Can you imagine the difference in the way you're treated if you're a Republican versus a Democrat? And it's just like the way I was treated versus a Cuomo. I was quoted on national TV, national radio, in a tweet talking about the fact that I love vitamins, I love nutrition and nutritional supplements, and that's what I choose to do to keep myself safe from illness. I never said anything about a cure. ever. I don't know what a cure is. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. But I talked about the fact that I believe in holistic nutrition and shopping at Whole Foods and Sprouts. And I eat healthy organic food. And I work out every day hours, literally hours a week, an hour every day minimum, sometimes an hour and a half, 7 days a week. And I believe in vitamin supplements, all kinds of vitamin supplements that keep your immune system strong. And the media came down on me, and Media Matters, a liberal organization, misquoted me, slandered me, and tried to make me lose my jobs. And sure enough, Chris Cuomo gets coronavirus, and his wife says, we're going holistic, we're using a holistic doctor, and we're using vitamins and vitamin supplements. And no one in the media says anything. It's almost impossible to believe you could try and destroy Wayne Root's career for suggesting holistic and vitamins while you say nothing when Chris Cuomo's being treated with holistic and vitamins. That's the way I would be treated, the same way Chris Cuomo's wife chose to talk about it. How could two people be treated that differently? Same thing with Trump and Cuomo. It's again a Cuomo. The media loves the Cuomos. So nothing that Cuomo says is ever held against them. There's never a follow-up question, just like there wasn't with Obama. Ever, ever, ever a follow-up question. When you knew you caught him in a lie, he gave you a lying answer, and no one in the media says anything. But if, God forbid, Trump gives an answer they don't like, oh my God, let's attack him, let's call him Hitler, let's call him a Nazi, let's call him KKK, he's clearly a racist, you're clearly a liar, we caught you in 10,000 lies, you don't mention the 20,000 lies of the left. There's nobody to tell you what the 20,000 lies are on the left of the Cuomos. Oh, they never lie. Never. Only Trump lies. So Cuomo has presided over the death state. And he's considered a hero for presiding over a state where everybody's dying. In numbers the rest of the country can't even imagine. I think I saw the other day, it's like 28 states where under 100 people have died of coronavirus. New York is in the thousands and thousands. New York City in the thousands and thousands. How come Cuomo doesn't get the blame? But if the nation was supposed to have 2 million dead, and instead it's going to have 50,000 dead, you would think Trump would get a hero's welcome at a ticker tape parade in New York, and instead they hate him and blame him for every death, and he's a murderer. And God forbid he didn't figure this out soon enough, even though he's a businessman and a politician and knows nothing about medicine. And the people whose job it is to advise him, like Dr. Fauci, never said there was anything wrong. Don't do anything. Don't do a thing. Now Fauci says, oh, I told him we should shut down the country. No, you didn't. We got him on tape in late January and in late February and even in early March saying, no problem, go on cruise ships, no problem, work out in the gym, no problem, do this, no problem, do that. It's not going to be a big problem. Wow. Doctors never lie, do they? If a politician does these, a Democrat, it's okay. If a government bureaucrat does these, a Democrat, it's okay. If a big government guy does it, it's okay. It's not a lie. No one calls out the lie. But God forbid Trump tells a fib. It's the biggest news story in America. If he does or he doesn't. If he doesn't, they make it into a fib. And they call it a lie. And if he does, they make a little fib into the biggest lie ever told that makes him a murderer. But Cuomo, he presides over nothing but death. He should be the death governor, they should call him. But they love him and they think he should be president. Unbelievable.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Congress is starting off the week seemingly miles apart on an interim coronavirus bill to boost small businesses. Republican leaders are pushing for a $250 billion aid package that would go right to small businesses. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are pushing to expand and include more money that would go to hospitals and state and local governments. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, tells Fox News,
"And I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses this week. We put funding into hospitals and the state and city governments for their responses to this virus just in this same legislation a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the only program that's at risk of running out of money are the small business loans."
At the White House, President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing, and former Vice President Joe Biden gets an endorsement from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, on USA Radio Network and here in Vegas, my flagship station, 790 AM. And it's a great honor to be on with Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's calling in. He's the host of the Dr. Oz Show. We've had him on quite a few times lately. He's become my go-to guy. And I just love his attitude. I love positive thinkers. I'm not just a conservative. I'm really not. I'm really just a common-sense positive thinker. And I've given speeches all over the world as a positive-thinking business guy. And people have always loved it. I've never got involved with politics. I don't think coronavirus is a political issue. I don't think we should be blaming anybody. I think this is all about just figuring out how to get out of this. And I think we need good medical experts like Dr. Oz. So welcome to the show, Dr. Oz. How are you?
Thank you, my friend. Doing very well. And I share your belief that it should not be a political issue. And if it's going to be political, let's make it after we win the war. So we're not, you know,
exactly,
crossing in the firing line shot.
Exactly. So I'll leave all politics out of it. But I got in trouble a couple weeks ago because there's a liberal organization out there that wants to knock conservatives off the air. And they said that I was, you know, I was talking about vitamins my whole life. I've been a vitamin guy. My parents died of cancer 28 days apart in 1992. My mom had breast cancer. My dad had lung cancer. They were on different floors of the same hospital in Westchester County, New York. And I just was so sickened by it all, and I started reading everything I could get my hands on about health, every magazine, every website, everything. And sure enough, you know, over the next 20 years, I studied everything I could, and I became a real vitamin enthusiast, and I take, you know, a lot of vitamins, particularly mega doses of vitamin C and zinc and essential fish oils and kyolic garlic and probiotics, and I make that kind of the centerpiece of my life. And I haven't been sick in 20 years. I don't get a common cold. I don't get the flu. I don't get anything. So when people ask me, Wayne, how do you fight this terrible thing? Well, I don't know about any cure for coronavirus. I didn't say I did, but I like to build my immune system against every disease that's out there and every single germ and virus that's out there. So I made those comments, and liberal organizations said, oh, my God, Wayne Root City has a cure for coronavirus. Of course I didn't. But I believe in vitamins and the immune system. So I just want to get your take because I think you're a vitamin guy, too.
Nothing's been tested for coronavirus, and I think everyone
Correct.
Respects that reality. But I've also been a big enthusiast for vitamins. And I'll tell you, I didn't know much about them until I met my wife. And my wife's family is unique. My father-in-law is a very famous heart surgeon. In fact, I was once playing against him in a game of Trivial Pursuit. And the question was, which famous heart surgeon was coined Rock Doc by Rolling Stone magazine for being the first?
It was him.
It was him. He was the first to play rock and roll music in the OR. And so he was actually very interested in nutrients and how it keeps the heart alive, because you have to stop the heart to do heart surgery. So as you study the heart, the actual cells of the heart, anybody who's doing it starts to realize that nutrients make a big difference. That's true, by the way, of a lot of the real aficionados, the people who really knew vitamins well. They often were trained professionally in a way that allowed them to understand how an individual cell survives better. And that leads to, you know, you extrapolate that to figure, well, if it works for one cell in my heart, maybe it works for the whole body. In any case, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, also a big advocate. She's a minister, which is her spiritual calling, but she reads everything about micronutrients and understands raising six kids, what it takes. And, you know, before I even got involved in television all that much, I was already taking a lot of the basic antioxidants that most of us recognize have a role in protecting the body. In fact, we eat them. And if you get them in the meals that you're eating, that's fantastic as well. But take something simple as vitamin D, right? People say, well, you know, how important is it? Well, if you go look at populations of humans, right, that are exposed to the sun the way we used to be exposed to the sun, they run vitamin D levels that are dramatically higher than what we currently have in our body. Interestingly, in the regular common cold, one of the ways that people believe you may be able to reduce the chance of getting it is by maintaining adequate vitamin D levels. That's also true, by the way, for a lot of other ailments. So vitamin D, when you get it from the sun, it's even better, of course, because you get 50 other nutrients with it.
But please tell me vitamin C, which has always been my go-to my whole life.
Vitamin C shortens the duration of the common cold, of the viruses that cause the common cold, which is one of the reasons that some physicians are using in very high doses intravenously.
Intravenous, right.
But I'm not, that's not, you don't do that at home just to feel good. That's something doctors do in extreme situations because we're desperately trying to save someone's life. But for the mere mortals of us, taking all the A, B, C, D, E, it's easy to remember, right? Plus vitamin K2, by the way, because that's important for bone strength, makes sense. sense. And don't forget omega-3s, which you mentioned earlier.
Big. And garlic. I'm big on garlic. Big, big, big. I eat garlic on everything, and I take kyolic-aged garlic, mega doses. And I think that's the reason I ward off so many germs. They just don't bother me.
But either that or the fact of eating a lot of garlic keeps people away from you.
it's social distancing automatically. I get it. I get it. But the aged kyolic garlic has no smell of any kind, so it's great. Great stuff. So, look, I'm just a big believer in it, and I was kind of shocked. Last thing, and then we'll get to the main topic, but I was shocked when I saw a whole bunch of hospitals in New York City. Doctors never talk about vitamins. They're using intravenous vitamin C on this coronavirus situation. A lot of that, I think it was like 20 hospitals are using intravenous see. That was amazing for me to see.
Well, I'm hoping they'll do clinical trials because obviously, but in desperate circumstances, you'll do things you wouldn't normally do. But one of the beautiful things about a crisis, if you don't waste it, you might actually learn something that benefits you in the
right.
future. And we're going to have to develop better techniques of managing people who get ill. And, you know, 90% of the hospitalizations around coronavirus are occurring in people with chronic health conditions. So
obesity.
Especially with things like high blood pressure, obesity, exactly. If we can even right now get people to take better care of themselves, it might benefit. We can't prove it, and we won't be able to prove it for a long time. But take advantage of the wisdom that we already do have.
Yes, and I was shocked to hear Dr. Fauci came up, and someone asked him about the fact that this disease seems to be affecting the minority community much more than any other community. It seems like black Americans are being affected more than white Americans or even Hispanic Americans. And he said it's because in those communities there are people who are in poverty, and they don't eat a good diet. A lot of them have diabetes and obesity and heart disease, and therefore it's hurting them. And I was kind of surprised to hear that. If that's really the key thing. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has to do with how you take care of yourself. And I guess poor people tend to not eat as well as people with lots of money, right? So that's the reason. It's not the color of their skin.
And they also have stress-related issues, which are important to fathom in because it causes basic hypertension, which is a risk factor because the receptors in your nose where the virus gets in may be influenced by some of those medications and for the fact you even have hypertension because it's a bizarre correlation. I was speaking this morning to this famous French infectious disease guy, Didier Raoult is his name. And he's the guy who's been doing a lot of the work with the malaria pill with the azithromycin. He met with the French president last week, Macron, for 3.5 hours in order to explain to him directly what his research has been showing. And again, he's the first to acknowledge that he's just doing his best taking care of a lot of patients. So there's no control group here. But in his opinion, if he's getting good results, whatever he's doing at this early stage in disease management, we should at least be respectful of that data. And then you make your own decision as a doctor. And his argument, one, you know, he's made, but one of his arguments he's been demonstrating is that high blood pressure is an out of magnitude impact on folks when they get this virus. So
and why?
The connection. Well, it may be the receptor that the virus gets into in our body is called an ACE2 receptor, and it's related. Now, it's influenced by the receptors that the people with hypertension have targeted with their medications. And so either because they have hypertension or somehow that these different elements when they're trying to treat patients influence it, we're not sure, but it's worth exploring because if you're an otherwise healthy person with hypertension, you still seem to have a predilection for having more trouble than you deserve. And these are clues to us because it may be that may be one of the ways we treat people. As an example, kids don't have those receptors in their nose that much. That's one of the reasons we think they may not be getting infected. But
right.
This right now is conjecture until we really can buckle down, start searching for the real answers. But we've been spending a whole month behind the eight ball just trying to take care of people who are desperately ill. It's hard to do clinical trials when you're trying to save
right.
lives.
Well, listen, when I said at the very beginning of this interview that I don't want this to be about politics, I think one of the reasons is because Trump mentioned this hydroxychloroquine, and everybody on the left got very mad, very upset. Trump's not a doctor. He has no right to talk about it. It must be a scam. It's no good. And it turns out everywhere they're using it, it's having great success, correct?
Well, I don't want to speak too strongly for it or against it, only because the data sets are relatively inadequate. There was a good randomized trial in China that showed benefit. There was another one that didn't show benefit, but the one that didn't show benefit, the results were superb on both sides. Didier Raoult, this French, very well-respected physician, is a strong advocate for it. He believes in his 1,061 patients that he just gave me data on this morning that it's responsible for them doing well, but he's very meticulous in what he does. He doesn't claim it to be a panacea. He's respectful that it's not perfect, but he says one of the best realities of it is it seems to reduce how often the people express virus. So if they're less infectious, A, it benefits them because they don't have so much virus in their body, but they may be less likely to pass it to others as well. But here's the thing. There's a large clinical trial that's ongoing at the University of Minnesota now. I just interviewed the primary investigator. I'm hopeful that it shows. I mean, everybody in America should be hoping it works because right. It would really help us. If it doesn't work, then God bless us for trying. We're going to move on and figure something else out. And more than likely, it's not going to be a black or white. It's going to be it works in early disease, probably. That's what people keep telling me. If they give it to patients early, it seems to benefit them. It benefits them if you add to it azithromycin, which is Z-Pak.
And other zinc.
Exactly.
Right.
Zinc is the other big one because one of the mechanisms by which this drug may work is by opening up channels so zinc can get in and block the virus. And there are a couple doctors in California that I interviewed that have been doing that with success. So there's lots of opportunity there. And these are, by the way, inexpensive therapies that can work in other parts of the world.
Hey, let me mention real quick. You hear the music, so we're running out of time, but I want to mention to you, hopefully I can give you a tip that you can investigate, Dr. Oz.
Please.
Here in Vegas, it was just announced yesterday, we have a gigantic hospital supposed to be the number one trauma center on the West Coast. It's called UMC, University Medical Center. They're the first hospital in the nation to use hydroxychloroquine for outpatients. They give it to you and send you home, and they said they had even better results than the study in France. So I think you should check that out. UMC, University Medical Center of Vegas, first one in the country to give it to outpatients, and they say the results have been fantastic, outstanding, better than anyone ever imagined. So check it out, Dr. Oz. Hopefully I gave you a tip now, and you'll come back on and let me know what you found out, all right?
All right, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Oz. Great to have you on. God bless. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I had a great discussion with Dr. Oz. Hope you heard it. He is just a brilliant doctor, and we discussed my love of vitamins and his love of vitamins. I think he's probably the most pro-vitamin doctor out there. And so we both had a lot in common, and we've had him on, what, I think that was the fourth time we've had him on the show in the last month. Third time on the show in the last month. My doctor suggests, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I forgot to mention to him. I said, you know, intravenous vitamin C I've heard is good. I personally use mega doses of vitamin C capsules. And I mentioned vitamin D3, and I mentioned garlic, and I mentioned probiotics, and I mentioned zinc. I didn't mention I take a lot of silver. I really do. But again, I don't recommend for others. I don't say cure. I tell you what I do and what things do for me, no matter how much people want to twist it around. So my doctor suggests I was taking their silver products before they ever became an advertiser on this show. I contacted them and said, I love your products. I used to have a problem with her hoarse voice, and I speak thousands of hours on the air, and I suck on your lozenges because someone recommended them, and I think you should sponsor the show because I'm a huge believer in your products. And they did. And so for almost 4 years now, they've been the sponsor of my show. I love their products. All their products are built around alkaline structured silver. And now more than ever, people are using alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system. That's all I claim. It strengthens your immune system. That's what they say. That's what I personally can report based on the stuff that I have drank and taken and swallowed of theirs and slathered on my body. I've been using their silver products for 4 years. They've been sponsoring the show for almost 4 years. And by the way, the single bits thing, other than never missing a minute on the air because of a hoarse voice, because I suck in their lozenges, is no more brain fog in the morning. And the lozenges didn't help me with that at all. I had to drink their silver solution, and almost overnight, the brain fog went away. It was amazing. Anyway, great products. Check them out. They've got alkaline structured silver gel liquid lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off, not the first order, every order, mydoctorsuggest.com. Great sponsor, great product. It's interesting because Chuck Muth is one of the biggest and smartest conservatives in the state of Nevada. brilliant, brilliant guy, and he's got a commentary that just came out about picking winners and losers with tribes, right? And by the way, I'm very pro-Indian tribes. What we did to them was horrible. You know, I'm probably one of the few conservatives who recognizes how horrible it was and has written chapters in my conservative political books about the fact that if you want to know how badly, you know, government can treat someone and can treat you, and you want to know how badly government lies and speaks with a forked tongue, check out what the government did to Indians in the 1800s. Check it out. They destroyed their lives. They lied about everything, the United States government, and destroyed their lives. That's why I don't trust government. I don't like government. That's why, you know, I'm Jewish, and I just think, and I grew up in a black town, went to a black high school. I don't know why Jews or blacks are Democrats, because Democrats, the party of big government. How do you ever trust government? Who has screwed over and murdered and enslaved Jews and blacks and Indians? Government. I don't like government. I don't trust government. No Indian should trust government, and no black person should trust government, and no Jew should trust government. And so he's got an interest, but having said that, should government now give them rights that nobody else has? You know, I mean, I don't even mind you gave them gambling. Great. But you mean sell marijuana and they're treated different than anyone else because the building they're on, is that land is considered sovereign land? So I mentioned on this show about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, that one of my fans told me that somewhere in downtown Vegas, there was a Indian tribe that has is allowed to sell medical marijuana, or marijuana, because we passed a law in Vegas that you could just sell marijuana. Doesn't have to be medical, medicinal. And they had a line of people lined up to buy it from them out of their cars because they come off the reservation, they were selling it. They got that story wrong. That's not right, but Chuck Muth got the story right. Now I understand where my fan got the story from. Okay? So, first the governor of our state said that medical marijuana was not essential and they'd have to close. Then he changed his mind, flip-flopped, and said you'd have to stay open. You can stay open because there's medical marijuana customers. But you weren't allowed to service customers inside the stores. They had to set up curbside pickup service. Then the governor flip-flopped again, ordered that all sales could only be done during home delivery. And then all the marijuana places had to find vehicles and hire delivery drivers. But now, Chuck Muth drove by the new cannabis marketplace in downtown Vegas today, and the parking lot was packed with long lines for curbside pickup, as well as a separate drive-through window, which also supported a long line of cars. And he says, what's up with that? And he found Nuwu is owned and operated by the Paiute Indian tribe, and they don't have to follow the governor's orders like everyone else. It's too dangerous for every other legal marijuana dispensary in the state to offer curbside and drive-through pickup service. They have to deliver, and you can't come in their store, but not for one located right smack in the middle of Vegas, because they're on sovereign Indian land. Anything they touch becomes sovereign Indian land, and therefore, coronavirus won't hurt any of those people in line, really? So all of our rights, God-given rights, are stripped away from a governor. But Indians don't have to play by the same rules. So I'm the guy who says Indians were screwed over by the government. I'm glad we take care of them. I'm glad they have legal, great. I'm glad they're allowed to make a lot of money now, great. I'm glad they have pot, great. Go do it. Do your pot. Sell your pot. Make some money. You got screwed over. Now you're making money, although that was 150 years ago. But shouldn't you live by the same rights as everybody else when you sell that pot? It's we're from a different planet. We're from a different planet. It's impossible to believe that you can treat people this way. Americans don't have rights, but Indians do.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.